Tenneke Laitiana heads Netball New Zealand. They're getting ready to celebrate their centenary, during which time it's been the country's number one sport for women and girls. But many sports now are struggling to attract players. We've got a changing sporting landscape, and the growth of digital technology and alternatives to our traditional behaviours Saturday and Sunday can't be overstated. It's a challenge for all codes. And today we're talking with Tina about where netball is at, where it wants to be, and how to get there. Thanks for joining us on the program, Tina. Beautiful to have another kōrero with you. Thanks so much for your time. Ngā mihi.
Morena, Dale.
Morena.
Absolutely. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to tell your listeners that we're still the number one sport for women in Aotearoa and the world.
Good on you, Tina. Let's start off there on that point. Okay, but you're familiar, as we all are, that there are a lot of pressures on sports that have traditionally had the run of the roost. Netball certainly is a case in point. When we look at 100 years, is that this year? You might just clarify that. And so you're 100 years old, not you personally, Tina, but I mean the sport is, well, there we go. Talk with us about numbers.
Yes, it is about numbers, and just so the listeners are aware, Netball New Zealand and our cohort of players, our figures, we didn't decrease our figures as some of the other sports might have been reflected in their annual reports, but ours were actually up 8%. And I think that's a telling thing for us as a sport, because we do offer young women and children and girls and boys the opportunity to take part in a sport which embraces the whānau feeling, to be honest, from my perspective, having been around it for quite a few decades. But, you know, our numbers didn't decline. Ours were increased by 8%.
That's fantastic news at a time when I'm looking at rugby at the moment. They're really shaking their heads as to, you know, how we can maintain the sort of profile that rugby's enjoyed since Maidano. So netball's travelling well, and per capita numbers still very encouraging. What are some of the challenges the sport's facing? And there's talk about free-to-air television, where more people can see the games. It seems to me that corridor would suggest that you're everything's hunky-dory in the netball world.
Well, as you know, Dale, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there realise that to enable us to leverage more funding, you have to reflect that you are actually reaching people and increasing your numbers in that space. And I think from our perspective, we are doing our business well. And 8% is nothing to sneeze at. And yes, I think we, along with many other codes, are feeling the pinch of that funding space. But for us, it's about delivering a game that is exciting and encourages participation, no matter what age you are at, to the higher end. And, you know, we look at diversity of our option or a suite of options for netball. They've introduced walking netball. Now, for my, as a sort of more senior player, and I haven't played for many years, that's an option that would suit a lot of people. We've had business house netball for a long time. We've had twilight netball. We have beach netball. So what we're doing is diversifying our game to suit the audience out there. And I think that's what netball are doing really well, in my opinion.
Tēnā, walking netball sounds like something I could even do.
I think you could, Dale. I haven't tried it, but, you know, there's plenty of people taking up that option. Indoor netball, we've got to be, we've got to diversify. Like any good business, You must be able to diversify because society is still evolving and things are changing. The impact of COVID changed the way we have to consider running netball, and also the climate, the financial climate. We have to really think smarter and work smarter and not so much harder if we can.
Well, some really encouraging kōrero, thanks. What about Māori netball? Are we still strong contributors to the code's numbers, our people?
Oh, absolutely we are. And on that note, I'd like to say that I'm wishing all of them, our Aotearoa Māori netball, Oranga lifestyle, participants and players, officials, they actually meet this weekend in Rotorua. And I'm actually going over there to Tautoko from Netball New Zealand's perspective and my leader and my role as president. But just to Tautoko, because I used to be involved in that and in the sport many years ago when I was still actively umpiring and playing. And so, yes, we are. And on that note, we have reintroduced what we have now called the Māori and Pacifica Advisory Rōpū, which has a strategic alignment to Netball New Zealand Board. And at this point, we're still working through the detail, but basically what we're saying to Māori and Pacifica, we're inviting them to nominate who they want to join, who they want to sit at that table, to be able to discuss the broader and bigger picture for our Indigenous players. Because as your listeners out there know, Dale, and you know, our netball has a high percentage of Māori and Pacifica people. And we don't take that lightly. And this is one way of us recognising the value we have. And for obvious reasons, in Silver Ferns, in more recent years, you've seen the makeup of our team. You've seen the coaching lineup. So netball, and it's for us, it would be remiss of us not to recognise that.
Well, it's going to be a special weekend again in Rotorua. That's a great tournament. One of our whanaunga heads there every year, so I'm sort of aware of it. What makes the annual Easter Māori tournament in the Sulphur City most special from your read, Tina?
From my view? Well, I've been there a few times. I went to the 25th anniversary for Rotorua because it used to because they had that beautiful tournament there, the Kūngaitiku tournament, which they still do. But I went there a few years ago and celebrated there. But when you think of Aotearoa, or when you think of Māori netball, many of their tournaments have been hosted in the region in Rotorua. And I think we've got five teams travelling from Te Tairawa to an open grade, and then we've got under 13, 17 to 19. You know, we've got five grades. So the strength and the call and the value of Māori netball is really strong across the motu. And it's because I think, and again, I come back to the fact that it's a sport that women can aspire to be the best they can, no matter what level we're playing at. That's what I love about having Aotearoa netball, but we also have Pacifica netball. They run their own tournament. And Bernice Mene said to me one day while we were talking about netball and the different and our relationships, that when Pacifica hosted their last tournament, they invited Aotearoa Māori to participate. And I think if we start thinking collectively as a sport, then I think we can achieve different, our own, our personal goals and aims and objectives for not ourselves, but also for the collective, for netball.
Great talking with you again. Tuahine, thanks so much. And when's the actual centenary day and celebrations? Is it later this year, or what sort of month are we looking at?
It's later in the year. It's more in the middle. Without checking, and I don't want to say the month, but I think what it is. But it's later in the year, middle of the year for us, Neil. But we'll let you know.
Great talking with you again, Tina. Thanks very much for sharing some time with us. Tina Kiloutian is the president of Netball New Zealand.